Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Three, let's finish the programme with racing. Johnny Ward joins us. Johnny, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Jamie.
Good to talk to you. We have a bit of a delay on the line, so we'll do our best to persevere. Big story of the day, Ruby Walsh not to return to action this weekend, which seems to fly in the face of a lot of what the expectation was over the course of the week.
Yeah, I just think he's probably going to be eased back into the action. You know, Cheltenham is 3 weeks away or thereabouts, and there's actually some quite good racing this weekend. I imagine his first ride back might be over hurdles, and probably at a midweek meeting, something like that. You know, he's been out for more or less the expected time. He was expected originally to come back in mid to late February. They're obviously not rushing it. It probably takes him a little bit longer to heal now that he's well into his late 30s, but no need for alarm. You know, and Paul Townend is on the way back as well. It's been an interesting time for Willie Mullins because neither of his jockeys has actually been fit, but I wouldn't be worried about Cheltenham or anything like that.
Okay, briefly, if we have a quick run through some of the racing for the weekend, I suppose we'll start with Saturday cards. Plenty to keep you entertained, particularly across the water.
Yeah, there's some very good racing tomorrow. We have a nice mix as well. We have the Eider Chase at Newcastle. We have obviously plenty of good racing at Chepstow, and we also have a very interesting winter derby at Lingfield, and that's particularly interesting because Aidan O'Brien has his first ever runner in the race. That's at 3:15 Clear Skies, and I think she has a fair chance. You know, she's been absolutely thriving at Dundalk, and you know, it's interesting that Aidan has trained her for this race. She's a very well bred filly, a half sister to Motivator. Ryan Moore rides her for what I think is the first time for Aidan anyway, and definitely has a fair chance. You also have a big card at Newcastle with the Eider Chase. Portrait King, the veteran 13-year-old trained in Dublin by Pat Griffin, is bidding to win that race again, and you know, he's shown a bit of spark despite the fact that he has some advancing years. And perhaps the big race at Kempton is the Adonis Hurdle. Radician is going to be hot favourite there for Alan King. He doesn't jump particularly well like many juveniles, but he still has a good chance. Closer to home as well in Fairy House, we've the Bobby Joe.
Aha, technology gets in the way. So that's Johnny cut off in full flow. So I'll tell you, we'll try and re-establish connection with him, but looks like it's done and dusted there. 2FM.